Okay, here we go. 10 short Hasidic ideas of Parshas Bahar Bechukosar. Our learning should be in Tzchus for Fus and Yeshuas for the entire Klai Yisrael and the entire world for all the Nechamas and Yeshuas Mamash. The first idea comes to us from the Rebbe Ramelech, Noman Lamelech, Tzchus Again Aleinu, on opening Pasuk of our Parsha, the first Parsha, Vedaber Hashem Moshe Bahar Sinai Leimor. And says the Noman Lamelech, what's the deeper idea of Vedaber Hashem Moshe Bahar Sinai Leimor? Usually just says Vedaber Hashem Moshe Leimor. You want to know how to come to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You want to know how to come to Torah. You want to know how to come to Matan Torah. Says in Olam Elach, Bahar Sinai. Once you work on the Midah of another, we know Har Sinai, the Medrash tells us the Kadosh Baruch Hu went to all the mountains in the entire world. And he asked him, why should I give the Torah on you? Har Sinai said, I'm the lowest mountain. The Ribbono Shel Olam said, oh, you're the most humble? You get the Torah. Says the Norah Ben Melech, you have the Midah of Har Sinai, all your days, Zed, Tuchalomar, Lisoa, Torah, Gedosh, Begdol, Kedushos, Oscha. Then you'll be Zochot to Torah. Then you'll be Zochot to Kabbalah's Torah. You want to work on, you want to have a proper Matat Torah? What should we work on the next few days in Mitzvah Shem before Matat Torah? But Har Sinai, the Midah of Anova. And this is actually the exact idea from the Kedushos Levi, Moshe, Kiva, Torah, Mi Sinai, but opening Mishnah and Perkyavas, he didn't accept the Torah from Sinai, says the Kedushos Levi. No, he understood the Midah of Anova from Har Sinai. And he acquired it for himself. Because part of connecting to the Torah is having the meat of another. Moving on to idea number two. Second pasuk, same idea, just in a different way. Daber el bnei Yisrael amar teliyem ki savo el aretz asher ani noisin lachem b'shav so aretz Shabbos Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, when he tell Klai Yisrael, tell them, when they come to the land, you should tell them about Shemitah, that they should have the seventh year, should be for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rabbi Aaron of Sadeger, the Kedushas Aaron, v'amar teliyem ki savo el haaretz. Aretz, we know, Aretz is the land. Aretz is shiflus, is anava. Kisavo al aretz. When a person comes to the midah of anava, of artsius, you come to the lashon of Kanaan, we know the Svarim say from, if we believe the Shlach Kodesh says, Kanaan, come to the land of Eretz, so Kanaan, lashon achna. When you have the midah of anava, then you're zocha to asher ani noisin lachem. And then you're zocha to all the Ribbono Shel Olam shefa and bracha. So says the Dome Emach, the first idea, you have the midah of anava, then you're zocha to Torah. But says the Kedushas Aaron, the second idea, when you're zocha to v'chesavo el ha'aretz, when you're zocha to the aretz, when you're zocha to aretz Kanaan, zocha to anava, then you're zocha to all the shefa and bracha for the entire world. And gashmis and ruchnias, what a beautiful two insights. And the Rebbe Ramaylech, the Kedushas Aaron, moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Rabbi Avram of Slonim. Same pasuk, different idea. He says in the words, "V'shavsa aretz Shabbos laHashem." He says, even if a person is their whole essence, the whole week is v'shavsa aretz. Their whole mindset and their whole perspective on the world is gashmius. What's my next meal? How's my car? What's my Netflix? What's my Hulu? What's my salary? At the end of the day, come Shabbos LaHashem. Even that yid who's mamish in the most physical world, and he's just poured into the gashmiest world. And even we just say we shouldn't even say even that. Even though us who maybe we're zochet to ruchnis throughout the week, says the Beis Avram, says the Rebbe Avram of Slonim, I believe is the Beis Avram. Rebbe Avram of Slonim says, actually it might be different than the Beis Avram. We have to go into my Slonimer genealogy. Even that person, Shabbos LaHashem, come Shabbos Kodesh, Mesugul Lizalos Ulhargis is God the Kedushas HaShabbos, Shabbos LaHashem. Even if throughout the whole week you're involved in artsius and you're involved in business and you're involved in that and Gashmias, come Shabbos HaShem, your neshama is able to be awakened to the holiness of Kedushas Shabbos Kodesh. Moving on to day number four. Day number four comes to us from the Yitav Lev, the grandfather of the Divrayol, the Satmar Revi, the Yitav Lev, Chafei Chaf Aleph. V'tzivisi esperchasi lachem b'shana ashishis v'asa satuos l'shlosh hashanim. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you keep Shemitah in the sixth year, my blessing will be for you in the sixth year. It will yield a crop sufficient for 3 years. For year six, for year seven, and for year eight. Or I should say, as Rashi says, for part of the sixth, for the whole seventh, and for the eighth, because the seventh will go into the eighth. Says the Yitav Lev, what's the deeper idea on these words? V'tzivisi esperchasi lachem. Such an incredible, such a marid gavur. He says you're looking at the different at the pasuk so differently. It's v'yisi esperchasi lachem, esperchasi lachem. The koyach habracha is lachem. Habracha mesura biyedchem. Berchasi lachem. The more you believe in me, the more you act in the Torah way, and you have emunah, and you don't work in the seventh year, and in the, whatever you ask, that comes from you. Bachem. Habracha mesura biyedchem. Berchasi lachem, Kadosh Baruch Hu says. The bracha comes from what you ask, from what, how you act. This reminds me of a word from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov Kodesh Mishnah Perkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Da malam alam imcha. We have to know what's above us. But says the Baal Shem Tov, you want to know, da malam alam, Da malamal mimcha. Da malamal mimcha. You want to know what goes on in the upper world? Mimcha. It comes from you. It comes the way you act. You have great koichos. The way you act has a great ramifications in the entire world. And not only in this world, but also in the next world. What a beautiful insight of Yitav Lev and the Baal Shem Tov and the koich of Adam, koich of our actions. Moving on to year number five. Our deed number five comes us from Rav Shalom of Belz and Pasuk Chaf Hei Chaf Vav, last vort for Parshas Bahar. The Pasuk says, V'ish ki lo ye lo go av isiyo yadu matzo yidei gulaso. What happens to that poor man, the poor person, if a man has no redeemer, but his means suffice and he acquires enough for its redemption? Says the Rav Shalom of Belz, someone who believes in the Baruch Hashem, ki lo ye lo goel. He doesn't believe basar ba basar v'dam. He doesn't put his trust, like we say in Halal, I'm not going to put my trust in man and human being. Right, a person doesn't put his belief in Koyach of Adam, then their Baruch Hashem will say, ah, oh, you believe in me, you don't believe in man, you don't believe in people, and then I'm going to bring you the Yeshua. The Koyach of Muna, Mamash brings his tremendous bracha. He says all the time, Yechel Michov Zlachev, Vahi Oymen es Hadasa, Oymen, when Mordechai brings up Hadasa, Oymen is Lashon of Amuna. When a person has Amuna, you bring down bracha, Rav Simon says, from Yechel Michov Zlachev, the early Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. When a person has Amuna, and you fully believe in their Baruch Hashem, you're bringing down realistic, practical changes and do your life. When you say, I'm going to leave the Ribbono Shel Olam with my full heart, kulo lev, kulo nefesh, I believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're changing the reality of your life. Beautiful insight here, Rabbi Shosarim of Belz, let's just review these five ideas before we move on to the five of Bechugosai. He started off the first idea from the Rebbe, Melech, why is the Pasuk, the Olden Pasuk, is Bahar Sinai anymore? Just say, but Yadabar Hashem Moshe Lemor. No, the code word Torah is telling us, you want to come to Lemor, you want to come to the Torah, you want to come to Shavuos, Matan Torah, Bahar Sinai. First you have to have the Midah Nova. And this is what Kiddushas Aaron says in the next Pasuk, Mar Talem Ki Sava Ala Aretz, when you Zoicha to Ki Sava Ala Aretz, when you Zoicha to the Aretz, when you Zoicha to the Achna, when you Zoicha to Lashon Kanan, when you Zoicha to the Midah Nova, then you Zoicha to Asher Ani Noiselechem, you Zoicha to all the Shef of the Bracha in the world. The first two words, one is the koich of the reward of Torah through the midah vanova. The midah vanova brings Torah, and the second word, the midah vanova, brings tremendous shefa in gashmis. The third idea of Semir Rabbi Avram of Slonim, the Shav Sa'ar Shabbos Hashem, and the same pasuk Chafei Beis. What does it mean? The Shav Sa'ar Shabbos Hashem. Even if a person's Veshav Sa'ar the whole entire week, you're invested in the physical world gashmis. Once it comes Shabbos Shabbos Hashem, a person could break out of that and can connect himself to their Ribbono Shel Olam. The fourth idea was said from the grandfather of the Satmar Rebbe, Yitav Lev, Chafei Chaf Al. The Kaddish Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you bracha in that sixth year. But says the Yitav Lev, it's a different idea. The Tzivisi is Berchasi Lachem. The Koyach HaBracha is in your actions, Lachem. You have the power of bracha, the way you act. The Mebracha Mesur B'Yedchem. And that's what Baal Shem Tov says. Da Mala Mala Mimcha. Know what is, not what is above you. Not just the Ribbono Shel Olam. Da Mala Mala Mimcha. You know what? The Susa Tel Eil. You want to know what's going to happen in Shemayim? Mimcha comes from your actions. The Koyach of Adam, the Koyach of our actions. Finally, the fifth and final idea on Parshas Bahar. Rabbi Sharm of Belz, ki lo yelo goa v'sigo yado. When a person doesn't look for man, doesn't look for a redeemer among flesh and blood, ki lo yelo goa v'sigo yado matzok kidei gulaso. Then when a person puts their full trust in their Ribbono Shel Olam, obviously you have to do your shtadlus, but you have full trust in their Ribbono Shel Olam. You don't put your emuna in flesh and blood, put the emuna in their Ribbono Shel Olam, then you zoch to tremendous bracha, and that's exactly what Chil Milchah Zlach says, Ahi oymen esadas, l'shon hamshacha, bringing up. When you have emuna, you bring that bracha into your life. Let's now move on to Parshas Bechukose. What a beautiful insights from Parshas Bahar. Moving on to our second Parsha. Okay, second Parsha, here we go, Mechosei Teilechu. Opening pasuk to the parsha, Mechosei Teilechu, famous Chafetz Chaim. I'm not going to say it now, but surely look at it inside. Mechosei Teilechu says the Rabbi Simcha Abanam Pshitzcha. We're looking at the word im as if. Says the Rebbe Rabbonim, im does not mean if here. Im he mean here means when. Im Mechosei Teilechu. Every yid is gonna. Every Jew has the pintel yid. Every Jew has the neshama within them. It's a im zum mishamesh kaftacha. This im says the Rebbe Rabbonim is the im of a promise that every Jew has a pintel yid, and every Jew in the future will come to recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's why when you go to the Meiron for Lag BaOmer, you see even Jews who mamish, they won't, maybe they didn't keep Leah Shabbos, they won't keep the Shabbos. But the Koyach of Rashbi believes in the Koyach HaPsuch HaPchusim, even for those, for the Beis Aaron says, even for those Jews who feel, maybe we feel low about themselves, the Koyach of Rashbi connects us to the pintel yid. Doesn't mean when you go on my way, but it means when. Every Jew is going to start to believe in the Rabbon Hashem. Moving on to idea number 7. Idea number 7 comes to us here from the Tefer Shlomo. Chavav Yud Gimel, Ani Hashem Alokeichem Asher Otzitzi Yizchem Yeretz Tam Yos Lachem Avadim Ve'eshbar Motos Ulchem Ve'olach Eshem Klamim Yos. Right before the Tochacha, Kadosh Baruch says, I'm a Kadosh Baruch who took you out of Egypt from being their slaves. I broke the pegs of your yoke and I led you erect, and I led you erect to be able to go out of there. It says the Tefer Shlomo very, very simply, very beautifully. We have a decision in your life. You have a decision to have two types of oles. You have the ol of Torah and the ol derech eretz. Every Jew has to work. But the point of being in this world is to work. We're in this world to work. When you take upon yourself the way we left Egypt, you take upon the Rabbon Hashem, you take upon a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kabbalah Zobach HaShemayim, then what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu say? I'm going to get rid of Va'eshbar Matos Aleichem. You take upon as Asher Otzitzi Yitzchem Me'aretz Mitzrayim. You left Egypt for the entire for the real reason. Then a Kadosh Baruch Hu Va'eshbar Matos Aleichem. I'm going to take the pogs of pegs away. V'chasra Mimlosi Shemeli. If you look at the next pasuk, you dalid. But then you don't listen to me. It says to Rashama. Then we get all the klalos. You have two types of things. You can have the cult, the old Torah, or you can have the old of the world. Our job is to be able to pick the old Torah. That's the old Torah. Says to Rashama. Says choose Torah. Don't choose work. Choose living a spiritual life. Every person's going to have to work, says the Tefer Shlomo. It's just a matter of what you're going to work in. This is the Mishnah Perkovos. Then you don't have to do all machos. But if you keep out the all torments, you don't have to deal with the all machos. And this is exactly what, just parenthetically, I like to say, I love this word from the Shin Shimon in his name, the name of the Avnei Nezer. Why can't you drink between the third and fourth cup of by the Seder night? Because the third and fourth cup, the third Lashon of Geula is the Ga'alti, and the Lakachti is the fourth cup. Because the whole point of leaving Mitzrayim was for like the Lakachti. Ki lechach tov nasati lechem. The whole point we left Mitzrayim was to become the Rabbon Hashem's servants. Was to become woman. Was to be able to be Meister Nefesh for the Rabbon Hashem and living and learning a Torah life. Says it to Tefer Shlomo. You have the old Torah. And once you take upon yourself the old Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Va'ashbar Motos Olcham, I'm going to make sure no one can touch you. But Chas from the opposite, then you're going to have to deal with the world, then you're going to have to deal with this. Our job is to be able to choose spirituality, choose Ruchnis, choose Torah, choose the Rabbon Hashem. Moving on to Adin number 8. Adin number 3 for Parshas Bechukos that comes to us from the Ach Pri Tfua, otherwise known as the Liska Rebbe, Heshel of Liska, the Rebbe of Shaila Karastir. The Pasuk says, Chavav Memalaf, Af Aniya Eilech Imam Bekari Ve'Aveisa Mosam Me'eretz Ha'Veyim. Says the Rabbon Hashem, if you're going to behave casually with me, I'm also going to behave casually with you. And Rashi says, Ve'eveseh osam, ani ba'atzmi avim zumi de toiva li'Yisrael. Shlo ye oimrim huwil v'galinu b'enu umos. Nas k'maseyim. Says Rav Heshel Levitsky, looking at this Rashi, it's so beautiful. It says, zumi de toiva li'Yisrael. What does that mean, zumi de toiva li'Yisrael? The fact is that there's a ve'eveseh osam be'eretz ha'veyim. That we're going to view the nations of the world as our enemies. What does that show us? That they're our enemies? It shows us that we didn't get influenced by the nations of the world. Obviously, there's yesh chachma b'goyim, but there's also a lot of tuma b'goyim. Shelo yisarvu b'goyim v'lo yimildu ma'aseyim. That's what exactly what Rashi is saying with the Liskarov. Zumi the Tov Yisrael means we're going to view them as our enemies. But when we view them as our enemies, we view you're understanding that we don't become intermingled with them. Shelo yisarvu b'goyim v'lo yimildu ma'aseyim. We didn't learn from their actions. And even though it might be look like a klal on the outside, really down deep, it really is the biggest bracha in the entire world that we didn't learn from their actions. We stayed strong with our Yiddishkeit. We stayed strong with our Judaism. What a beautiful vort from the Ach Pri Tevuah. Moving on to idea number 9, number 4 for Bechukosa. We said this earlier in the week. We said this last year, but it's one of my favorite ideas. Reb Chesko of Kuzmir, Chavav Membez, the Afes Brisi Avram Eskor. Says the Rebbe Shalom, and remember Yaakov's bris, the bris of Yitzchok, the bris of Avram, and the bris of the land. Says Reb Chesko of Kuzmir, the Gemara tells us Bechah Chosman. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, I could have chosen the end of the bracha of the first bracha of Shimon Esther with Yaakov or with Yitzchak. Bechach, I mean, I'm going to end of the bracha with you, Magin Avram. What does it mean, Magin Avram? Says the Rebbe Shalom, not just you're the bracha of the first Shimon Esther, Bechach, I mean, but Bechach, I mean, means that I'm going to end off Galus, I'm going to end off the coronavirus, I'm going to end off all the pain in the entire suffering in the entire world. Bechach, I mean, with your midah. I mean, Avram Avinu is the midah of chesed, Maharal tells us. The midah of chesed. Avram Avinu represents chesed. And the more a Jew connects himself to chesed, the more you bring the geula to the world. And that's what it means for Avas Brisi Avram. Bechal chosmin. Bechal chosmin doesn't mean just mean the bracha and Shmona Esrei. Bechal chosmin means I'm an end of gullus with your midah of love and kindness and caring and commitment to other Jews. What an incredible instant Avas Israel, especially in these days of Sir Sa'imer, post Lag B'Omer. Now we're preparing ourselves for a Berkisha Chabalevcha before Shavuos incredible insight in Avos Achdus. Moving on to idea number 5 for Bukhusay, number 10. Overall, B'nai Sosra tells us such an incredible idea in his Sefer on Al-Parsha, Igor Dekala. In Igor Dekala, the B'nai Sosra tells us, Zecharti lahem b'ris yishoinim, asher tesi usam yart asem, le'inei agoyim at liyos lahem, ha'elokim ani Hashem. I'm going to remember for them all the bris that you had, we took you out of Egypt, for the eyes of the nations to be Hashem unto you, I am Hashem. Says B'nai Sosra, such a beautiful insight here. He says, liyos lahem le'elokim. The same way, kishim she'elokim hu nitzchi, just like the Ribbono Shel'olam is forever, kach gamatem la'lokim elokim titzchi l'nitzchi. Just like the Ribbono Shel'olam is nitzchi, so too we are nitzchi to Hashem. Liyos lahem le'elokim. Just like Hashem to us is nitzchi, and our connection from Him to us is eternal, so too liyos lahem le'elokim. Our connection to the Ribbono Shel'olam is eternal. Our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eternal, and no one can ever take that away. It's nitzchi in both ways. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always love Klal Yisrael, and liyos lahem le'elokim. Klal Yisrael always loved the Ribbono Shel'olam. This exactly really goes back to idea number 1 for Parshas Bechukos. Let's just review this idea. The Rabbi Simcha Banam says, "Imchose teleichu." What does it mean? Im doesn't mean just when. Iman means if. Im doesn't mean if, it means when. Every Jew is connected to the Ribbono Shel'olam. Every Jew has the chelek ha'kamimal. Every Jew will return to the Ribbono Shel'olam and know that there's and believe in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Koyach of Rashbi. And that was the first idea we said on Bechukos, number 6. Number 6 overall. The second idea we said from the Tever Shlomo, Asher Oseisichem Yeretz Yisrael, Miyos Lechem Avadim. When you zoche to be able to leave Egypt and you choose the Ribbono Shel, then Ve'arish Bar Matos, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to break the pegs, and you're with me. The Chas Hashem, Lo Sishmuli, then the Chodesh Baruch has to bring all the klalos. It's our job. You choose all Torah, all mitzvahs. Our job is to choose all Torah, and that's what the Avnei Nezer says. You can't drink the third and third and fourth cup. Because the whole point of leaving Mitzrayim was to for lekachti ki lekach tov natzazi lachem. Our job is to choose the Ribbono Shel Olam, choose a life of Torah, choose a life of living and spiritual life. We said in idea number 3, number 8 overall, the Ach Pitvu Aluz Garav tells us the Vesi. Osam, I'm going to bring you act casually with me. I'm going to bring you to the land of your enemies. Says the Rashi, Zumid Tov Yisrael. It's the Rashi says it's a great thing. We didn't learn from them, but it says the Ach Pitvu. It's an even deeper idea that we didn't learn from them. It shows us that we didn't get mingled up in the non-Jewish ways of the world. We stay committed to our Jewish ways. And the fact is that the pasuk says Be'eretz Aveim. It shows us that our outlook on the world is Yesh Chachma Vagoyim. There is what to learn, but we stay proud Jews. We didn't learn from their ways. Number 9, fourth from overall, number 4 for Bechukos, because tells us, the Aves Bitsi Avram Eskor, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to remember the mid of Avram Avinu, Bechukos Choismin Chazal tell us. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to end off Shmoneser with your bracha, but it says the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kuzmir in a deeper idea, the end of the day, Bechukos Choismin, I'm going to end off Galus, I'm going to end off all the entire Galus, because of your midah, Aves Chinam, Chesed, Avos Yisrael, Achdus, love, kindness, care, and commitment. And finally, the Bnei Yischar, which goes exactly well with the first idea of the Chukosai. What does this mean? In Chafav Memhei, Liyos Lahem Elokim, that just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to us, is Nitzchi, Liyos Lahem Elokim, our connection, our eternal commitment of our Chelech HaKamim HaMamash, Liyos Lahem Elokim, is also Nitzchi. Us from a Kodesh Baruch Hu to us is Nitzchi. And from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us is Nitzchi, and us to the Ribbono Shel Olam is also Nitzchi. We should be Zocher Mitzvah Hashem to take these 10 ideas, the Midah of Anava, that Anava brings Torah, that Anava brings Shefa, the Koyach of Shabbos for a Yid, the Koyach of our Adam, the Koyach of our actions, that's Mamash Lamatla, it's Mamash Visivisi Bad Barsi Bechad Lachem, the Koyach of Amuna, the Koyach of every Yid will be Ibchosai Telechu, not just if, but when Ibchosai. The picking a living life of Torah, making sure that we stay strong in our Yiddishkeit, not being affected by the world. There's Chachma, by the way, but staying strong in our Yiddishkeit, the Koyach of Chesed, the Koyach of Achdus, and to know that the Ribbono Shel's connection to us is eternal for us. And forever, Be'ez Hashem, to be able to live with these teachings of the tzaddikim, and as Lag BaOmer now moves on to Shavuos, we zochah to take these teachings to prepare us for the Heilig of Matan Torah. Mitz Hashem, Be'ez Hashem, Mekarav Mamash. Wishing everyone an early beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Barav Chosek Chazak Chazak Ben Ischazik.